The Drive with Tyler Palumbis and D-Mac on Denver Sports Station 104.3 The Fan.
Centering up, Mikko, patient, he scores! Mikko Rantanen waits, and then the move flips it over the top of Marc-Andre Fleury, steers it off, and that's going to do it! The save made by Francois at the left side of his crease, his second shutout of the season.
After the game last night, I asked Jared Bednar, are you out of your funk? Which was, everybody laughed, including me, when I asked the question, because they've won all these games, but they still describe themselves in a funk. How can a team that has won this much be in a funk to the degree they actually had a practice today? A practice. An NHL team in the middle of the season having a practice. And here to give us all the insight into all of it is our guy, Adrian Dater from ColoradoHockeyNow.com, courtesy of Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. And while I want to dive into all those things, I do want to offer you the opportunity to give us a big I told you so and laugh at our faces, especially me, for challenging you about Darcy Kuemper and the goaltending situation. So, Adrian, the floor is yours.
if it's a humbled mea culpa here, D-Mac, you still got a little time to go. A little more sample size, man. I'm a Kemps man. And I'm going to stay a Kemps man. And oh ye of little faith is all I have to say to you.
Well, Bobby just played pretty well, by the way. You know,
oh, no.
23 saves, pitched another shutout.
I asked Bednar, too, last night. I go to him, what do you plan to do for your rotation? And he goes, we'll see. Because they have really first world problems here. They have two sizzling hot goalies. Francois just got back to back shutouts. That hasn't happened in like 20 years with Patrick Waugh. Darcy Kuemper is playing fantastic, lights out. When the team wasn't playing really good, well, let me just start there. Do you think they're just going to go to a, you know, it's like I'm playing Pee Wee hockey or something with the goalies? You know, we're just going to go back and forth game after game.
I don't think so right now. I think it's still Kemp's. Kemper's going to get 2 out of 3 games, I would bet. And then ask me closer to playoff time, though, because that's when it really truly will be about who the hotter guy is. So, D-Mac, you're sort of right for now. In the long run, you could be right. I don't think you're right just yet. I don't think we have a complete controversy because Kemp's getting the job done, too. He's pitching shutouts, too.
Yeah.
He's up to save percentage is good again. He's like 48-1 record. So, you know, let's just stay slow rolled. And, you know, it's not even going to stop the trade rumors anyway.
Right.
Flurry.
Right. So,
it doesn't matter. I mean, it's all going to be about talk to me March 21st, get trade deadline, and also right before the playoffs. And then we'll really talk turkey about
that. Well, we're doing our show right now. So I'm going to ask you this right now. So would you rather have in the playoffs? We understand Francois is the future, okay? Nobody's saying he's not. But for the playoffs this year to win the Stanley Cup, would you rather have Kemps or would you rather have Fleury?
Well, tough call. I'm still staying with Kemper, though. I'm not going to give up on him just because guy, you know, I mean, how good, you know, I mean, you know, Fleury didn't even play in Game 7 of Vegas last year. I mean, well, how great was he for that? His own coach didn't even play him in Vegas after stinking in Game 6. Or, yeah, one of those games. Listen, I love Fleury. I'm not saying I wouldn't like to have him. But it's a first world problem right now. The goaltending, I mean, we don't need to force you the guy out right now.
Yeah.
Francois is 32, by the way, so I don't know how long the future is with him. And he's also an unrestricted free agent. That is something you have to take into account. That's why they...
Here's the deal. I mean, it's their 16th straight home win. They've won 7 straight, 12 out of their last 13. There's just not a whole lot to diagnose outside of the goalie situation. I mean, outside of goalie, what are the other concerns?
Well, I mean, the latest rumors right now are that the Avs are looking around for a right-hand forward. And it could be a guy like Claude Giroux from Philadelphia. That's definitely picking up steam, that rumor. He's played about 12 years in the league. He's close, you know, he's Claude Giroux. I think he's a former Hart Trophy winner.
To take over whose role right now? Who would that be?
Probably Bureaucrat. Probably
Berkey?
Probably Nichushkin. Here's what
Nichushkin,
they do.
Nichushkin, what?
Nichushkin on the second line. They drop Nichushkin down to the third line where he may be more better suited. Drew plays on the second line with Burakovsky and Kadri. That could happen.
Okay. Wow, we really have first world problems, man. We're talking about demoting Val. That is wild. Gosh, you know, I just feel, do we know anything new about Bo Byram, or are we still kind of just, you know, we'll see how that goes?
We don't. You know, I've stopped making calls to, you know, his parents and stuff like that. I did that originally. And, okay. And even though he talked on the record to me, you know, he had some regret about doing that. And I don't want to bug people in their, you know, times of stuff. From what I know, not much has changed. It's a sad story. And you just hope every day, you know, there's good news, but it's a personal issue now. It's a personal leave. And, way, I think we have to get respect that.
All right, quickly, how many years have you covered the Avalanche?
Well, technically this is 27.
Okay, 27 years covering the Avalanche. They have just finished their winningest month ever. Okay?
Yeah.
They are fifth ever in NHL history for a home winning streak. They are in first place in the NHL points-wise, percentage-wise, because they got games in hand to Florida. Is this the best regular season Avs team you've seen in 27 years right now?
No. No, the team in 2001 was better. With Ray Bourque, Rob Blake, Adam Foote, Peter Forsberg, Chris Drury, Joe Sakic, Milan Hudek, Alex Tanguay. I could go on. But no, not quite. No, not that team was a powerhouse. I think they won 52 games.
Why not?
Because they had, first of all, they had Patrick Waugh in goal. Okay.
Okay.
Game set match right there. But yeah, Peter Forsberg, Joe Sakic down the middle, 1-2. As great as Kadri and MacKinnon are, and they've been great. They were Sakic and Forsberg a little bit better. Better wingers too in the top six. I mean, Haydu, Tanguay, you know, Ray Bourque was your third defense on that team. Mm. It's ridiculous. So yeah, still a way to go on that. I think that 2001 team was one of the top five of all time, not just Avs history.
All right, good stuff, Dace. We appreciate it. Got the Bruins in town tomorrow night. We'll hear you on the post-game show then. Thank you, Adrian.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Adrian Dater, courtesy of Bud Light, an official beer sponsor of the Colorado Avalanche. Tyler, I feel bad for Denver sports fans right now because of the TV situation.
Yeah, it sucks, man. I mean, this has been going on for a couple of years. This is anything new. Now, the Avalanche are playing better than ever, but hey, you had a hell of a run for both teams last year, so this isn't anything new. But it is sad that we've had multiple years go by where you've been in championship windows, and you only get to see the nationally televised games. It's really just a devastating deal.
What sucks is it's so hard right now just to be a fun, casual Avs fan.
It's hard.
Because you just have to work too hard.
Well,
now, if you're passionate.
Honestly, what happens is that you even lose touch of the national games because when you get to watch every game, it's just on your radar. I'm gonna cruise through the TV guide tonight. Where are the Nuggets? Where are the Avs?
Right.
And you don't even necessarily keep. You don't know the schedule. You just sort of look every night around the same time. Well, when they're no longer on TV, you stop looking, even the nationally televised games, and you're not searching it out. You're not seeking ESPN. What is the Avalanche schedule? You just miss it because you no longer search through your guide.
Well, the game tomorrow is on TNT but against the Bruins, so hopefully people can, you know, catch up with it. But, you know, it feels like going to a few of these games, everybody who really, really, really cares about the Avalanche, Tyler, guess what? They're there.
Sure.
But they really aren't existing outside of being there. So they're there. They're passionate. They care. They're into it. But everybody else is kind of like, oh, I hear they're really good. And it's like, I feel like people are getting ripped off. And I hope it gets settled relatively soon. The game is on TNT. Not that we don't love hearing Mark Mosier, who's great. We just wish we could hear him more often. Football at 4. Let's hear from Aaron Rodgers. And why is it so quiet on the coaching front? Football at 4 is next.